you know, it's playing off a different theme that we're seeing elsewhere, but it's pretty innovative. The Buffalo Wing Trail. Tell me more.
Absolutely. Well, food tourism is really taking off in the United States, and food trails is kind of one of the new marketing tools that destinations are implementing. And we were at a conference for U.S. Travel Association last year, and the light bulb went off for the obvious food trail that Buffalo should have, that being the Buffalo Wing Trail, America's tastiest drive.
It sounds great. We all love chicken wings for sure. So how many, talk about this trail, get specific about it. You know, where is it going to take us?
Well, we have the Delicious Dozen that have been identified, and it's throughout Erie County. And we have 12 great locations, including the Anchor Bar, Barbill, Blackthorn, Coles, Doc Sullivan's, the Glen Park Tavern, Gene McCarthy. So really great places throughout all of Erie County that have really unique wings that they're specializing in. They also have very interesting stories and storied history that go along with the tavern, the ownership. And so that's really what kind of came into play as far as identifying the Delicious Dozen. Now, that doesn't mean we're cutting out all of the other great places.
Yeah, there's a few other places that serve wings, yeah. Right? Yeah.
This is just a starting point, and we know that this will also create a very spirited conversation, if not debate. But debate is good, and so we think that through social media, this opportunity going viral, people are always going to be weighing in on their favorite wing in the Buffalo, Erie County area.
All right, so just to make sure we can start the conversation here now then, you know, what went into deciding on this particular Delicious Dozen?
Well, that was one of the great things of social media. So we engaged with our Facebook fan base, which includes about 86,000 people.
Wow.
And surveyed all of those folks, narrowed it down to a certain number, and then started looking at the user-generated reviews of Yelp and TripAdvisor to see what folks were saying about these places. We then narrowed it down a little bit further and engaged with the Wing King himself, Drew Cerza,
okay,
to get his take. And then our staff went off and experienced two times at each of the locations, didn't let them know that we were coming because we didn't want any special treatment, but just to get a good taste and flavor and hear the stories of the owners and the people behind the bars or the wait staff. And that's really how it came to finally determine the Delicious Dozen.
All right, so now we want to get off. You've got me hungry. It's lunchtime here, or it's coming up to lunchtime. You got me ready to go. So how do I find out this Delicious Dozen? How do I get started on the Wing Trail?
Yeah, well, you can find it on a microsite. That is buffalowingtrail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Buffalo Wing Trail as well. Also using the hashtag Wing Buffalo. We have a great brochure that we've put into place that will be distributed at all of the Delicious Dozen locations, as well as our visitor center location at the airport and downtown Buffalo. We also have a video that will be found on the website that really just talks about the Wing Trail and the history of the Buffalo Wing as well. And so there's lots of great things that are happening. We're also bringing in lots of food travel media to experience the Wing Trail, so this will go internationally as well, because we have a travel writer from the UK coming in this weekend to experience the trail specifically.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, so they better come hungry, right?
Exactly.
Very good. Patrick Kaler of Visit Buffalo Niagara, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.